Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on the select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on the Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch, like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What happens when you put a career-focused woman with two kids trying to balance home and work life in a room with a microphone? Lots of laughter, tears, and great advice. I'm Jill Devine, and welcome to Two Kids and a Career. Okay, behind the scenes, you don't realize this, but I've been trying to get this week's guest on forever. Not necessarily, I don't think that you're just a busy person, Karen. You're a very, very busy person. I reached out to you a long time ago, and I'm finally getting you on. So welcome.
Thank you. We're laughing because I keep thinking about the day that you came into the shop, or, you know, I call it the shop, but.
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about that. So Karen is known in the St. Louis area as STL Veg Girl, but you have gone national, which we're going to talk about that. That goes hand in hand with the shop. But you'd always be on Show Me St. Louis. I recently had the Channel 5 girls on, and we talked about you and how much we all love you. So I would see you on their show. I would think, she's doing something. She's making a difference. She's pretty popular. People really know her. I need to get her on. And then I saw that you were getting ready to open the
Center for Plant-Based Living.
Well, I was going to say first, before that, the Nation's.
Yeah, so it is definitely the Nation's first fully plant-based nutrition and culinary education center.
Okay, so I saw you put this out, and that's when I reached out to you. And I said, I need you on this podcast, because it didn't have anything to do with being a mom or anything like that. I was really interested in just this lifestyle, because I believe it is very important for individuals to know this kind of lifestyle, to maybe just get them thinking. Because for me, I keep saying, I just want to be here for my girls as long as I possibly can. And the choices that I make directly affect that. And so that's when I started following you and learning a little bit more about having a plant-based diet. So let's back it up. Let's back it up to STL Veg Girl. I know the story, but someone listening may not. So let's go there.
Okay. All right. In 2008, I lost my dad to cancer. And exactly 10 weeks later, I was diagnosed. So I tell people I'm a slow learn. Takes a little while for me to figure things out and make things right. So, you know, and truly, I always thought that I was healthy, right? Because, you know, the absence of symptoms means that you're healthy, right?
Right.
So it really caused me to wake up and think, oh, shoot, there was never any cancer in my family. I didn't know anybody with cancer or any chronic illness growing up. And then this happens, you know, you lose a family member and then, you know, you get the same diagnosis and you think, well, what is this about? And you know, when you buy a new car and you get a custom color or whatever, and you think nobody has this car, and then you drive it and you're like, gosh, darn it, everybody has this car. What's happening? You're just not really awake. You're not really in tune with what's going on around you, because especially now with everything being so fast. So that's kind of how I felt. I started to really think about my life and the people that I knew. And I thought, no, I did know somebody with cancer. No, I do know somebody who's like always sick. I do. This is really around me. And I thought, well, shoot, I'm scared to death. You know, I'm nearly scared to death. Lost my dad. I had cancer. I didn't know what to do. So I started just scavenging around thinking, okay, what do really healthy people do? And so I tried yoga, you know, and I tried to meditate. I'm a huge spaz, so that meditation was not working. I tried acupuncture, and I really didn't know what I was doing. I was just in a tizzy. I had no idea what I was doing. So I remember thinking, okay, well, growing up, everyone always said, eat your greens, eat your fruits and vegetables, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I didn't care about any of that kind of stuff.
Okay, so at this point, you were eating whatever?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I was the lean cuisine queen. I mean, you know, frozen meals, you know, Tyson chicken breasts that I would get at Deerberg's, thank goodness for the $5 coupon. You know, like, it didn't matter to me. Food was not a thing because I didn't grow up that way.
Okay.
Campbell's tomato soup, Velveeta grilled cheese. My dad and I would fry Spam. I mean, this is the kind of stuff, right? And my parents, of course, didn't know.
Like, no.
This was not a form of child abuse.
Absolutely not.
Right? Right?
No.
So, but we weren't doing anything to help our immune system. So I thought, well, okay, what is this? Okay, how do I eat more greens? What, you know, gross, you know, something green on it, it might have mold on it. Like, that's when I would eat it. You know, I mean, there was nothing green in my house. So, and I can remember going to Dr. Google and putting in or searching cancer prevention, immune boosting, whatever. And every single, Jill, I swear to God, every single search that came up or result that came up had something to do with a vegan diet. People were talking about a vegan diet. This is 2008. Nobody said plant-based. And I thought, well, and pardon me here, but I thought, well, those vegans are crazy. I am not going to become a vegan. You know, here we are in the middle of the country. I went to Catholic grade school, high school, college. Like, I mean, I was very sheltered. I've learned a lot since. And weeks, vegan diet. That's I just, because I kept searching. I did not want to believe that plants would help you become healthy and possibly prevent cancer, possibly prevent a whole host of chronic illnesses, much less reverse them. So in one fell swoop, and just to check off a box, I thought, fine, I'll just do it. So I took everything out of the kitchen that had anything to do with any animal products, pitched it, went to the grocery store. And I can remember I went to Deerberg's, and I went, got the cart and went into the grocery store and went to the produce section. Had no idea what I was putting in my cart. I just remember reading Eat the Rainbow. So I put the rainbow in my cart, and then I went down to the aisle that has the beans and the canned tomatoes. And research says, hey, that's good. It has something called fiber and lycopene and vitamin this and vitamin A and or vitamin this and vitamin that. So I put those things in my cart, and then I went over to the bakery section, and I was not going to get. Now, I had graduated to whole wheat bread, but we know it wasn't real. It's not real whole wheat. It has a caramel color in it. Yes, 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 yes. You heard it here first. It's a marketing scam.
People are going, what?
Yeah, I know. Check your labels. So I went over to the bread that has lots of nuts and seeds or something in it.
Mm-hmm.
The 5-pound hippie loaf, I called it. It was like a doorstop, and I heaved that thing in the cart, and I got home and I thought, well, damn, I don't know what to do with any of this because hardly anything has any labels on it. Nothing says to put it in the microwave and turn it halfway through. So again, back to Google, vegan 101 recipes. And oh my God, I sucked at cooking so badly. Sucked. I was horrible at it. And
really?
Oh, no. Well, you have to remember, so I grew up with my mom making the Campbell's soup, the tomato soup, and I, you know, my dad and I fried Spam, and the emphasis was not on food growing up. I had the most perfect childhood ever. Loving family, great friends, great part of town I grew up in. Like, I could not have asked for more as a kid. Food had nothing to do with it.
You just ate what you had, or what was given to you.
Yeah. That was it.
Well, because I'm just fast forwarding the story in my mind at what I've had of yours. And I'm thinking, okay, I can't cook. And you're giving me a little bit of hope. But I'm like, no, Karen, you can cook.
I can.
Now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, and here's the thing. Like, and that's very interesting, Jill, that you said that. Like, you think, you know, you say you can't cook. I don't believe you for a second. But I understand where you're coming from. Here's the thing. When this whole thing happened, when I had cancer and then I was healing and I was scared to death. I was working full time. Okay. I had a corporate job and my husband and I were rehabbing a house in the city that we lived in at the same time. So we found this duplex and we turned it into a single family. And so I'm healing from surgery. I'm working full time. I'm dealing with the loss of my dad. I'm trying to help my mom out with that. I'm trying to help my brother out with that. I'm in pain because the back of my arm is killing me from them taking the tumor out. And I realized through all kinds of medical studies that I just would just immerse myself in that this crazy vegan diet actually could be the way to a healthy body and a boosted immune system and perhaps a prevention of anything else. Who knows? But I got to give it all my efforts. But all my efforts were just, they were scattered through life. So I didn't have a kitchen to cook in because we were rehabbing it. There was no kitchen. I was sad. I was overworked. I was trying to be a good wife. I was trying to be a good daughter. I could not get out of my own way. So when anybody tells me I don't have the time, I don't really want to, because I really didn't want to either. I didn't really want to eat this way. I have met everything at the door. I can relate to anybody who says whatever excuse or reason they're going to give for not wanting to go down this path. I get it.
Before we continue with the story, I want to say this, because I feel like, especially today in 2019, somebody is listening and they're like, okay, what's the shtick? What does she want me to buy? That is not why I have you here. There's nothing to buy. This is you and education. And that's what's so important to me. And with this podcast, helping one another, helping ourselves. And so that's why I'm interrupting right now, saying this is not about sending you here and having you buy this. This is your true story.
Yeah.
To tell someone else that maybe be in this situation, and that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Because I do believe there are still individuals. I know at 2008, vegan totally was a hippie word, but I still believe in 2019, we've come a long way, but we still have a way to go.
Oh, sure. And even just this town, St. Louis, you know, mm-hmm. middle of the country, has come a long way. But you're right. There's always room for improvement, right? And we do have, if you go out to the coast and then you come here and you think, oh yeah, there's room for improvement, but gosh darn it, you know, people, this little town, it's really come very, very far in the last decade.
So when did you start noticing a huge difference once you started to adopt this lifestyle?
You know, it took a while because, again, I was just, there was so much happening in my life. You know, we're both crazy busy. Everybody's crazy busy.
Right.
You just put out the hottest fire first, right? Mm-hmm. You just react. And actually about probably 2 or 3 years ago, somebody asked me that question and they said, what benefit have you noticed? And I didn't get all of this energy because, oh my God, I think I would explode. I don't know, except I can remember up until 2008, every January or February, I would get so sick, whether it be, well, I would call it the flu, but who knows if it was really the flu. It was a horrible, horrible cold that would put me in bed for a week. And you know, that kind of illness where you're like, shoot me, put me out of my
right.
misery, you know? And I have not had that since I adopted a plant-based diet. I have not been sick since I adopted a plant-based diet. I mean, you have a little bit too much wine. It's not going to cure that. But other than, you know, I have not really had a cold. I don't have allergies. I have not had the flu or that type of cold that I used to get.
Mm-hmm.
None of that stuff. And don't tell me that's coincidence.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Back to the cancer-free.
Mm-hmm.
Any issues since the tumor was removed.
Yes. And I say I have not been sick since then. I go to the derm now often, and every 6 months, and they found it again.
Really?
Yeah. In the back, on my back. And I had that. I mean, that was just an easy in office, take it out, take it off. But yeah, so I can remember my my dermatologist at the time, and I never had a dermatologist growing up. I never had any skin issues. So I didn't even know. I worked at a medical practice. So I asked one of the doctors who I was friends with, I said, I have this thing on the back of my arm and I don't know what it is. Like, I kind of just want to pick it off, you know, but something's telling me not to. And this is when my dad was failing in health. So I waited until after.
Oh.
And to go to the doctor. And and when I first went in to see this dermatologist, he biopsied it. And I didn't even know at that point that that meant like, oh, I might have something going on here.
Right.
Yeah, they found it again and they took it right off. And oh, I was going to say the dermatologist, who was clearly not plant-based, but said to me, okay, because you, and I had malignant melanoma. So that's, he said, because you did so much damage to your skin many, many years ago, this has a very good chance of popping up again and again and again throughout your life. However, because of the way that you're eating, you are boosting your immune system. And so maybe if you weren't eating so well, you might have it 10 more times. Like, I'm just, this is just,
right.
You know, you might have it 10 more times in your life. But because you're so proactive now, you're boosting your immune system, maybe it'll only come up 2 more times. Maybe it'll only come up 3 more times. We don't know, but we need to keep checking you and make sure that if whenever it does come up, we nip it and get rid of it. So I thought that was very interesting. And he did not follow a plant-based diet at all. However, he was supportive in my choices to do so. And he knew enough to know just that very simple thought process of, okay, well, you're eating well, you're doing well for your body. It's going to take a while for that to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going down that path. So that's why I stick with it.
And a teachable moment, the dermatologist, if you don't go and have your skin checked every year, and it doesn't matter if you have any skin issues or not, please start doing it. I harp on my girlfriends all the time. I unfortunately have seen a dermatologist since I was a teenager because I continue to suffer with issues, but it wasn't until, well, I don't know if it was my 20s or 30s that we started the skin check. And I really realized the importance of that. It's just like early prevention. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to get it checked out because you have no idea. So
right.
There's that. All right. Now, completely fast forward to the center. How, what, when, why? I mean, that was
okay.
A crazy leap of faith.
I can't even tell you. Yeah. So here's the thing. So let me just back up and then I'll really fast forward for you. I was cooking. I would regularly cook, and I use that in air quotes because I would just assemble food. This is before Veg Girl and everything. So this was the schedule of events. In the morning, we would wake up. I would go to the gym. He would go to the gym. We'd come home. We'd take our showers, go to work all day, come home, put on gross clothes, and then start knocking down walls and painting or doing whatever in the house because, again, we were rehabbing. And then around 10:30 at night, we would eat dinner. So at night, I would assemble food because I didn't know what I was doing. And I just knew that I wanted no animal products. So Tim, my husband, my lovely, lovely husband, was sitting on a couch that was just full of plaster and grossness. And I give him this food. And tension is so high because we're just trying to do way too much. And I'm like, here's your food. Like, here's your dinner. Let's sit down. Let's watch the news. And he looks up at me, like, I mean, with these puppy dog. And I said, what? Just say it. Just say it. And he goes, Karen, if you keep cooking like this, you're going to kill us both. Because my food was so horrible. And I mean, it was like that kind of like, you know, ugly cry, but laugh and, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, so then thank goodness we had buckets of hot sauce and we just threw it all over food because hot sauce makes everything fine.
Oh, yeah.
So little did I know the next day he looked for a vegan cooking class. Didn't even occur to me. You know why it didn't occur to me? Because I still didn't care. Because I still didn't want to cook this way. Because my heart was really not in it. Again, I was fear-driven. Totally fear-driven. And so he found a cooking class at Whole Foods, Brentwood, when they had those. We got there. We sat in the front. Full class. And the instructor, who's still a friend of mine, slinging plants like nobody's business. She's given us all this food. It was delicious. I thought, I can do this. Not forever, but I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
She calls me after class. She says, do you want to be my assistant? You could have peeled me off the ceiling. I was so excited. And for 2.5 years, I was her pack mule. And I just handed out recipes and did her dishes. And it was only twice a month at both Whole Foods after work. And no big deal. 2.5 years later, she leaves town. Her husband is transferred. And Whole Foods says to me, where are you going? I said, well, unless you have somebody else for me to assist, I'm out of here. Thanks so much. This has been great. And they said, no, we think you ought to teach. And I said, no, I don't think I should teach because I've never taught anyone anything, nor do I have any interest in that. And they said, okay, well, here's the paperwork. So I get home and I told Tim, and he goes, oh my God, you have to do this. And I said, hi, have we met? I have never taught anyone anything. And he said, this is, you come home and you are glowing. You have to. And I said, no. And he goes, okay, well, let's sit down and we start doing the paperwork. And I thought, God darn it, Tim. No, you know. So this was in 2011. And in 2009, I joined Twitter with a handle of STL Veg Girl. I only joined it just so that I could stalk other people and see what was going on in this whole food industry. And I'm looking at this paperwork from Whole Foods back up to 2011. And it says, you know, name, address, social security number, business name. And I thought, well, I don't have a business. No. And I just put in my Twitter handle, STL Veg Girl. That's how Veg Girl was born. And I started teaching there. And once I started teaching there, I thought, oh gosh, okay, if somebody's going to spend their time and money with me, I've got to give them real, real information. I have got to deliver because I want everybody who comes through that door to leave at the end of the night and think, thank God I went. So I got trained at the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine in DC, was admitted to that program. Then years later, I went to eCornell and got my nutrition certificate in plant-based nutrition. And this, that, and the other. So that's how Veg Girl was born. In 2011, that same year, the cancer support community calls me. And they said, we know the training you just got in DC, it was pretty rigorous. We want you to come here and help our cancer patients understand about, you know, plant-based nutrition. And that was my full circle moment. Because I lost my dad, because I had cancer, and now the cancer support community called me, didn't even interview me. I sat down with the director and she said, here's an empty calendar. Put your name on it wherever you want. And it's still like, I have chills. I have chills right now. It was so awesome. And it was also the first time when I walked into the cancer support community, I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool to have a whole vegan, or we were saying plant-based by that time, plant-based, vegan, brick and mortar something. And then I just let that go out of my mind because I thought, well, somebody with a lot more money, with more clout, with more knowledge, we'll do that someday. And I always just kept in the back of my head. Fast forward up to 2 years ago, I thought, well, nobody's doing it. So I called, I have some friends who are very high up in the plant-based world, and one being the guy who wrote the movie Forks Over Knives, his name is Brian Wendell. And I called him and I said, hey, has anybody done this? And I kind of told him what I wanted to do. And he said, No one's doing that. I said, why? He said, because they're all service-based, just like you. You go to grocery stores, you go to community centers, you go to people's homes, you go into wherever, and you share your knowledge. And I said, yeah, but I'm sick and tired of being that pack mule, taking my stuff all around town. I think there ought to be a place where people can always come and learn and share and explore and support. And he said, well, I'm sorry, but nobody, you can't copy any kind of business model because it doesn't exist. So I said, okay, thank you very much. And I started saving. And on the anniversary of my dad's passing, we opened up, again, the nation's first plant-based nutrition and culinary education center.
For me, listening to your story, I could listen to it over and over and over again. But as soon as God gave you the STL Veg Girl, that, I don't know, that's what hit me. As soon as you got that Twitter name, That's where you were meant to be.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Oh my gosh. Okay, so back to the center. It's a long name.
I know.
And so people say, what? And I will tell you, you can go in there and have demonstrations by you. You can learn. You can meet friends. You can just have a good time. And it wasn't until I went in and saw it that I really understood. And what's really crazy, too, for me, because I can't cook, and I know you say I can, but my husband would argue on that one. There was one thing that you made, and it was this chicken salad, but clearly it wasn't chicken. And I remember it was so good, and we made it, and I made it based on, I made it at home based on memory. I did forget the Dijon mustard, so I know that for next time. But it was one of those things that I said to my husband, hey, like, I left your center, and when I came home, I was just jacked up. Like,
oh,
this is so exciting. I really think that we need to understand and learn more about this, and just in general. Like, we are helping the environment. We are helping ourselves. Now, I know that if we're only doing this one time, are we making a huge difference? But it's a start. He said, I'm on board. He said, if you want to take the vegetarian / vegan option meals, that's fine. That will be your thing. And so we've slowly, we're learning, like you. But it at first I thought I can't even begin to cook these items. Like, this is too hard to cook. And that chicken salad was probably one of the easiest things ever. And then you have this miso soup that I love miso soup, and I've made it twice. One of the easiest things. So I just thought that cooking that way was just way too difficult. And I think a lot of people think that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they're overwhelmed because I think there's just so much information out there now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's overwhelming. And I don't know if you have this problem like I do, where if I have a glass of wine or two and then I get online and I go to Amazon.
Oh, don't you? Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, cookbooks just arrive.
Yes.
Like every day.
Yes.
Yeah. And do they ever get opened? Sometimes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I flag them all and then it's like, oh,
Yeah.
Where'd that one go?
Right. Right. Because then, you know, we all have ADD to a certain extent and you're online during the day and then you start looking at recipes and you have all these books. Like, but it just, there's too much information.
Yes.
And, well, I don't know if there's too much, but there's just a lot.
There's a lot.
Yeah. And so you just kind of, you have to focus and you have to go, you have to find the most simple recipes there is. And then and that's how you build kitchen confidence. So you're a little bit more confident now.
I am.
In cooking this way, because I or anybody would have been able to show you that the chicken salad that we made, it was a no cook recipe. You were just assembling.
Yeah.
And it's delicious, right?
It is. And that's the thing is, and I've said this in several episodes, I like to bake because I follow a recipe. And that's the way I do things. So for me to see you put the things you put together in recipe form, it makes sense for me. And I can handle that. Like, I just can't put stuff together. That's not me. I don't know how. I don't know what tastes well with what or what needs acidity to make it pop. That's foreign to me. So that's why I think I get very nervous and scared in the kitchen.
One thing, with all of my hands-on classes, I have two big ball mason jars full of spoons, and I put them around because it is imperative that you taste as you go. That's how we learn. That's how we learn to layer flavors and build flavors and create really delicious meals. If you're at home cooking or baking something, probably not baking, but if you're cooking something for, you know, your friends coming over, you're going to taste as you go, right? When you're in a class, do the same thing. And when you're in a class now, you have other people around to ask or the instructor to ask, how do I do this? How do I do this? And that's all part of it. Just you have to learn by learning, right?
Yes. And I think that that's the thing. You can't be scared. And I'm not there yet, so I'm working on it. So if anyone wants to learn more about you or learn more about the center or take a class, where should they go?
Well, everything's online.
Okay.
So all the classes, all the events, and the registration is online.
And what's the website?
It's cpbl-stl.com.
I'm glad you said it slow. Changing gears for a little bit. So after I had, back to the beginning of this, the Channel 5 girls on.
Yeah.
In that episode, we talked a lot of, well, I mean, we talked mommy stuff and we talked about different ways of thinking and how we're more efficient as mothers now. It was Allie, Dana, and me talking about all this and how...
It's a great episode, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Really, really good.
Like how before kids, I could sit at work, no offense to the husband, but I could sit at work until 6 o'clock and then get home. Now that I have kids, it's like, okay, I have a time set in mind and it's head down, get the stuff done, let's go. And we were all talking about that. And Allie actually brought up, because I said, you know, your friends are affected too. And she said, yeah, I had that kind of remorse too with my coworkers that, you know, these were individuals that I would sit and talk to forever. And now I don't, I just, it's not that I don't want to talk to them, but I don't want to talk to them, but I still love them. And you sent me a message and said, well, you say what you said. Well, do you remember?
No. I mean, I remember texting you.
You said basically that it was a teachable moment for you because you realized your career was your child.
Yes.
And that you went through similar situations, although you didn't have any children, it was your business. And so it made you also realize and appreciate what your mom friends were going through because you didn't know.
Yeah.
And when you said that, because we had already set up this podcast episode and you said that, I'm like, hello, we are going to talk about that too. And I had emailed Dana and Allie and I said, I just got to tell you, STL Veg Girl sent me a message and said she had a teachable moment. And Dana got very excited. She said, well, what was her teachable moment? And I explained it to her and they both were very happy you brought that forward. So I wanted to give you this opportunity too to talk about that a little bit as being someone who's career focused without any children.
Yeah, it's been interesting because I'm trying to think. I think all of my like 99% of my friends, girlfriends have children, and you know I've kind of felt I have felt kind of left out. Yeah, you know because they now have this language. And I don't speak it. And, you know, if we're out and somebody says, well, I have to get home because whatever, fill in the blank, child needs this, that, or there. And I kind of am like, gosh, no, this is our time. Like, you need to have another glass of wine. No, I never get to see, you know. But it's now that STL Veg Girl and the center have, gosh, you know, in the last few years, there's no time. And I'm the same way now because I have filled in that part of my life that I guess might have been a child or two or whatever with this business. And so I'm not a mom, so I can't say I understand, you know, but I get, okay, I've got to be home and I've got to do this or I've got to be out of the, I was at the shop for 45 minutes today. Because I was working from home and then I had to go in there and do a few things that I needed to come down here and be with you. So it's still now it's crazier than ever. But at least now I understand where they're coming from. My mommy friends are coming from. And I have a whole new respect for that. And I'm ashamed to say that I didn't have a respect before because that's not I love them, you know. So when you don't have children, but you do have a career, especially one that you build, maybe.
Right.
It's a lot of teaching moments for me. I'm going through a big learning curve right now.
And I don't know if you know this, and I talked about this with Katie Fitzpatrick in this season. She came to me and she is a newlywed, and she said, man, Jill, my friendships have really changed now that I'm married. My girlfriends are pretty much all single, and I'm the first one to get married. And, you know, my priorities have shifted. And we sat down, we talked about it because I was the single one for the longest time out of my group of friends. I was the last one to get married. I was the last one to have kids. I didn't think I even wanted kids. So I know exactly what you went through, Karen, because I didn't understand why they weren't calling me back right away, yeah, or why they weren't answering their phone, or why they weren't taking my text messages. Like, why are you doing this? And now I have
you
said
took it very personally.
Yes. And I have said it multiple times now. You can text me and it might be weeks before I text you back. Not really, but it could be quite a while compared to chaos can erupt in 30 seconds in the house. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't appreciate or understand what my girlfriends were going through.
Yeah.
And I am so glad that they all did have one another and not one person was going through it by herself. I would have rather, and I think in most situations, and I know it's hard to say this, but I would rather have the one person be the odd man out with not kids, without kids, than be the one that has kids and has, because the
no
hormones
support
and emotion, like the crazy ass things that you think, and if you have no one there,
yeah,
not discounting not having kids, because again, I was that person, but you do start to immerse yourself in certain situations, and that's where I also believe certain friendships come into play in your life too for that. These core group of my best friends are my best friends. And while there were times we didn't talk as much because of whatever, we've come back to, there's never been a question. Now, have there been friends put in my life at different times that we don't talk anymore? Absolutely. But I think they were put there for that reason for that time.
That's true. No, I 100% believe that too, because people have come in and out of our lives.
Yes.
And we needed them at those, at certain, and I don't mean we used them. That's not.
Absolutely
just,
not. They needed it just as much
exactly,
as we did.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, I think even that is kind of hard. Like, mm-hmm, you know, growing up when all my friends are dating lots of boys or whatever, I always had just one boyfriend. Like,
right.
I'm kind of that person who hates to see people drift in and out of my life, but it does happen. And now that we're a little bit more older and a little bit more wise, and have thicker skins, right?
Yes.
It's all part of life right now. But back when all my girlfriends were having their kiddos and they were new mommies and their lives were totally tossed up into, oh my gosh, what's happening to my body? What's, you know, and they were clinging onto each other and I was out like, wait, what's happening?
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Why is no one talking to me? What is this language that you guys have? You know, why? Yeah, it was really difficult.
Very difficult. Mm-hmm. And that is definitely not discounted at all. And I can say that I know exactly how you felt. And
yeah,
that's a tough one. But you have your own baby now.
Oh, man.
In a different form that doesn't back talk you.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of people that come through that door.
But these friends, what do they say to you now?
My girlfriends?
Yes.
Well, and it's interesting now that their kiddos are older now and some are driving. And so they have more time, if you will.
Yes.
And we are all reconnecting a lot more. And it's so great. They're so, you know, I just did my first, it's an introduction on how foods fight cancer class.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's part of my... part of a longer series, but this was just a one-off class. It was Tuesday night, maybe. I don't know. And I have three girlfriends, one who has cancer now, and she has surgery next week, and two who've had cancer. And the three of them came to this class, you know, for free. I mean, I said, you're in. And they were all very supportive afterwards. And they, you know, so they were so thankful that they had the information. So, I can't tell you, like, I don't know of any of my friends who aren't supportive and have been absolutely wonderful, with what's going on. And, you know, I do it for them. I do it for my family. I do it for everybody. You know, I really am trying to be the resource that I wanted back in 2008. That's why I'm doing it.
I love it. I can't wait to watch you grow and watch the center grow and have you back on and actually work on my lifestyle too. And I'm just so thankful that I reached out to you and got you into my life because
oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
I like really the times that I've been with you, and it's only been a few times, actually twice, but talking to one another those multiple times, every time I just, there's just this different kind of energy. So
it's good. It's really good.
It's so good. You are making a difference, girl. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Really, this is great. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me for today's episode. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and if you're feeling really generous, write me a review. And don't forget to join me next week for a new episode of Two Kids and a Career.
SpringFest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org or call 1-844-REDEEM-0.